Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. We'll roll out the newest way for you to win with FM Talk 106.5 right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. We've had a great ride coming in from the Eastern Shore from Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope. No delays across the Bayway, the Causeway, and traveling downtown. For the 1065 split, looking a lot better over towards Theodore Dawes Road and 90. No problems northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium in September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. Then tomorrow, sunny and warm with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with our traffic. Hey, coming up this hour, too, Captain Bobby Arriscato joins us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report right around 7:50. And it is, it's the announcement that got me in trouble with a family member who called and said, what changes are happening at the station? You didn't tell me. I said, the only change was we're giving away more stuff. That's it.
We've gone and done it again, you're saying?
Yes, we have. Another showcase for you to win. And this one entitled The Big Green Deal.
Big Green Deal.
Not New Green Deal. This isn't Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is our version of the Big Green Deal. And this is your chance to win a lot of stuff that would be perfect for outside and the yard to enjoy this summer. Like, number one, an outdoor HD TV and sound system with installation.
Stays outdoors.
Like, it's got its own, like, hermetically sealed compartment that it goes in, so it can rain, it can storm, the sun can beat down on it, all that.
Oh, man.
And it won't be phased. That's from our friends at Bailey's TV. Plus, you get that installation. Plus, a extra large, big green egg. Somebody guessed that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Somebody guessed that yesterday. And they were right. I didn't let them know they were right, but they were close. And they were actually spot on.
So far, you can grill on your extra large big green egg from Gulf Coast Tools while you watch your TV outside from Bailey's.
That's right. And in addition, you'll have a custom-made granite-topped outdoor cart for the green egg from the folks at Delta Stone. You could have, you know, the carts you've seen for those before. What about with granite on top of it?
Oh, that's
going to
look
sharp.
Wipe
it down instead of having it soak into some treated 2x4 or something like that. You get that to go with it. Plus, the very popular Ala, and somebody's going to correct us when the promo runs. They're called Adirondack chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Not these. These are Adirondack chairs and a table set. These are, when we have those chairs in here, when we've given them away before, they sit in our studio lobby, and we have people walk in the building going elsewhere, wherever they go in this building. We'll stop and walk in, and just like, I'll be doing a show and look out there, and there are people just sitting in the chairs.
Yeah.
Because they're like extra big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like lifeguard stands. Like,
yeah,
you would expect to see them on the beach because they are big enough that I think you can get a good view of the water pretty far ways out. But in your backyard, imagine the possibilities.
Those are from Old Time Feed. Those are awesome. You're going to love those. Also, a stand-up paddle board from Yellowhammer. This is the thing that, like, my children and my nephews are so obsessed with, the paddle boarding. This is a very cool camoed out looking paddle board from Yellowhammer. We'll talk more about them coming up. Also, a 2-week golf cart rental from our friends at the Cart Doctor, and a week long staycation at Johnny's Premier RV Resort. All that prize package. That showcase valued over $9,000.
Ooh, man.
How do you win? Well, you go to fmtalk1065.com, get the details, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/fmtalk1065. It'll lay it out there, but you've got weeks and weeks to get qualified, and hopefully by this end of the summer, you will win.
You know, we've had plenty of contests now. I think it's been 5 years of averaging two or three a year.
That's right.
And this one's going to be tough to beat. This might be the best one ever.
Yeah, this is, I think, the highest showcase total for one of our grand prizes yet. Those details, check them out, fmtalk1065.com. You'll see the link there, and on the Facebook page, you'll see the top post up. Check out what's up for grabs, and get registered to win with the big green deal. All right, Kelly's got her headlines coming up. First, Mr. Announcer Guy tells us more.
No one wants AOC's new green deal.
It's so stupid.
But everyone wants FM Talk's big green deal. You get the green, and your backyard is transformed with a granite top outdoor kitchen cart from Delta Stone. Designed to fit your new XL Big Green Egg from Gulf Coast Tools. Relax in your new Adirondack chairs and table set from Old Time Feed while you watch your new 29-inch Toshiba HD TV with TV Shield weatherproof enclosure and 4-episode all-weather speakers and amplifier with Bluetooth, including custom installation from Bailey's TV. And when you want to change, grab your new Vibe Orange Camo stand-up paddleboard from Yellowhammer Fishing and head to Johnny's RV Resort for a week's staycation in an RV from Johnny's Premier RV and Boats. And to help you get around, a 2-week cart rental from Cart Doctor, a prize pack valued over $9,000. Details on how to win on our Facebook page and website, fmtalk1065.com.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. While you were sleeping, a fatal accident shuts down portions of Interstate 10 near Tillman's Corner after a pedestrian was hit and killed. Law enforcement officials closed a section of the interstate and were diverting traffic, westbound traffic that is, over to Rangeline Road as a detour. The accident happened around 3:30 this morning near exit number 15, shutting down lanes for hours as the investigation is working to be completed. We expect authorities to release more information later this morning as to whether the driver stayed at the scene and possibly the name of the victim. If your morning commute takes you through this area, give yourself extra time and be sure to check for updates before you leave the house. Follow us on Twitter and tune into Kane's traffic reports right here on Mobile Mornings. Equal pay for equal work. That was the mission behind a new bill making its way through the Alabama legislature. Wednesday night, the Alabama House of Representatives passed a bill to create a state law to prohibit employers from paying employees differently based only on race or sex. The bill's sponsor, Representative Adeline Clark, a Democrat from Mobile, well, she says, quote, "This is a matter of fairness. Women make up a large part of our workforce today, and our paychecks go to gas, groceries, childcare, tuitions, and other essentials for our families." She goes on to say that while most businesses pay fairly, this bill would clarify what factors employers can use to justify paying their employees differently. The bill says that those factors include seniority, a merit system, a system based on quality or quantity of production, or a differential based on factors other than sex or race. Representative Clark has tried for years to get this bill passed. This year, she reached an agreement with the National Federation of Independent Business, exempting businesses with fewer than 50 employees from certain record-keeping requirements on pay and job classifications, which is required for the larger companies. The House passed the bill with a vote of 98-0. It now moves to the Senate. Alabama and Mississippi are the only states that do not have equal pay laws. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. In a 7-2 vote, an Alabama House committee has passed a paper-only lottery bill. If it's approved, 75% of the sales would go to the general fund, 25% would go to education. The bill now heads to the House floor for consideration. Floridians will save on hurricane supplies again this year. The governor signed a bill to extend the sales tax holiday for hurricane supplies. It'll run from May 31st to June 6th. It includes items like batteries, generators, weather radios, and fuel cans, among them. The new law also provides provide several tax breaks to help with Hurricane Michael recovery. Mississippi State troopers say the woman from Mobile who died in the crash Friday night was not wearing a seatbelt, but the young man in the other vehicle were. Troopers are investigating the cause of the wrong-way crash. Four young men from Loosedale survived. The four friends were hit by a car going the wrong way on Highway 98 in George County. The driver of that car, Betty Jean Chestnut, was killed in that crash. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
Game one in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, overtime in the NHL playoffs, and an Atlanta Brave homers in his debut. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs, Milwaukee rallied to defeat Toronto 108-100 to take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Lopez for three.
The Raptors led by 7 entering the final quarter, but they were outscored by the Bucks 32-17, with Milwaukee big man Brook Lopez scoring 13 of his career playoff-high 29 points in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 24 points with 14 rebounds for the Bucks. The Raptors were led by Kawhi Leonard with 31 points and Kyle Lowry with 30. Game 2 of the series is set for tomorrow night in Milwaukee. In the NHL playoffs, San Jose beat St. Louis 5-4 in overtime in Game 3 to take a 2-1 series lead. Sharks defenseman Erik Karlsson scored the game winner 5.5 minutes into the sudden death overtime.
Now Nyquist drops it off. Score! Erik Karlsson wins it for the Sharks in overtime. They lead the series 2-1.
Blues players and coaches were upset because referees missed an illegal hand pass by San Jose's Timo Meier that led to the game-winning goal. Here's the Blues' David Perron after the game.
Yeah, it was a hand pass, but we're going to try and move forward, and the league's going to take care of it like they've done in the past so far in the playoffs.
Karlsson and Joe Thornton each scored 2 goals in the Sharks' win. Game 4 is set for tomorrow night in St. Louis. In some NFL news yesterday, the New York Jets fired general manager Mike Maccagnan and vice president of player personnel Brian Heimerdinger. The Jets named head coach Adam Gase the interim general manager and said that an immediate search has begun for a replacement. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Jackson 2-1, their 6th loss in a row, and it ended the 5-game home series against the Generals with a sweep. Tonight, the Bay Bears head back out on the road to begin a 5-game series against Pensacola. First game set to begin at 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves shut out St. Louis 4-0 with Braves prospect Austin Riley hitting a home run in his second career at bat.
2-1 pitch. Swing and a drive. Go to deep left center. He's got a homer.
The Braves have won 4 of their last 5. They take on the Cardinals again tonight at 6:20. Tampa Bay shut out Miami 1-0, handing the Marlins a 6th straight loss. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 5-2. Washington beat the Mets 5-1. Cincinnati got the win over the Cubs 6-5 in 10 innings. Boston beat Colorado also 6-5 in 10 innings. Houston won their 8th in a row, beating Detroit 5-1. And the Yankees beat the Orioles twice in a doubleheader 5-3 and 3-1. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. Then tomorrow, sunny and warm, with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, our future calendar is as hot as a July bottle rocket. Coming up Memorial Day weekend, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Ballin' on the Bay YBOA Regional Youth Basketball Tournament, May 24th to 26th at the Mobile Convention Center. Teams from all over the Southeast will be competing for the chance to advance to the national tournament. For more info, visit yboaalabama.com. Go all out. We do.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride across the Bayway, the Causeway so far. Fairhope at Daphne, Spanish Fort looking good. Locksley and I-10 and Malbus, no delays. Mobile Police Department say no new wrecks in the roadways. Some delays near Moffitt University near Overlook. Watch your speed. Barking in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Find out more at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 723 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. Are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Got interest rates in the double digits? Hey, be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. You could save thousands in interest. You get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, Lightstream, a division of SunTrust Bank, is one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Hey, if y'all want to save even more, you can get an additional interest rate discount when you get that discount at lightstream.com/Sullivan with my last name there. Their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V as in Victor, A-N. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount, terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 7:24, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a senior alert is in effect in Mobile Police. They are asking for your help. 78-year-old Theodore Shepherd Jr. was last seen at noon yesterday in the area of Dexter Avenue. Mr. Shepherd was wearing either a blue sweatshirt or sweater, blue jeans, and black shoes. He also takes medication for dementia and wears a patch for high blood pressure. Mobile Police confirmed that the 78-year-old is known to take walks and does have good mobility. If you know where 78-year-old Theodore Shepherd Jr. may be, you're encouraged to call the Mobile Police at 251-208-7211. Now that Governor Kay Ivey has signed the strictest abortion law one day after its passage in the Senate, the state of Alabama is making headlines worldwide, and one of the loudest voices criticizing the measure, televangelist Pat Robertson. On his show on Wednesday, the 700 show, he said, quote, "The Alabama case, God bless them. They're trying to do something, but I don't think that's the case that I'd want to bring to the Supreme Court." Pretty surprising comments, as Robertson has been a stark opponent of abortion in the past, saying, quote, "I think Alabama has gone too far. It's an extreme law, and they want to challenge Roe v. Wade. But my humble view is that this is not the case we want to bring to the Supreme Court, because I think this is one we'll lose." So with the stroke of a pen, the governor signed that bill into law on Wednesday. The law makes it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion or attempt to perform an abortion with no exceptions for victims of rape or incest. Under the terms of this law, the person who performs the abortion would face up to 99 years in prison, but the woman receiving the abortion would not be prosecuted. Roe v. Wade was that landmark case back in 1973, which legalized abortion nationwide. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
No one wants AOC's new Green Deal.
It's so stupid.
But everyone wants FM Talk's big Green Deal. You get the green, and your backyard is transformed with a granite top outdoor kitchen cart from Delta Stone. Designed to fit your new XL Big Green Egg from Gulf Coast Tools. Relax in your new Alorondack chairs and table set from Old Time Feed while you watch your new 29-inch Toshiba HD TV with TV Shield weatherproof enclosure and 4-episode all-weather speakers and amplifier with Bluetooth, including custom installation from Bailey's TV. And when you want to change, grab your new Vibe Orange Camo stand-up paddleboard from Yellowhammer Fishing and head to Johnny's RV Resort for a week's staycation in an RV from Johnny's Premier RV and Boats. And to help you get around, a 2-week cart rental from Cart Doctor, a prize pack valued over $9,000. Details on how to win on our Facebook page and website, fmtalk1065.com.
Right, so check it out and hopefully get registered today. Get ready to start winning. We'll give you more details as we move on through, but the big green deal, FM Talk 106.5 style. Hey, I saw this, Dalton, and this had popped up on social media since Sunday night. Actually, I guess there were some rumblings of it before, but there's a petition out there that fans want a redo on Season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
Get over it.
Yep. The petition out there asking HBO to redo the whole season with, quote, competent writers, end quote.
Come on.
Ooh, man. Petition goes on to say that the David Benioff?
I've only read it.
I would guess, and D.B. Weiss have proven themselves to be woefully incompetent writers when they have no source material. Because what they're talking about there is they've now gone beyond where the books are.
Mm-hmm. They had to.
Yeah, the George R.R. Martin's books left off, and then they picked up. They said the series deserves a final season that makes sense. Subvert my expectations and make it happen, HBO. Petition originally called for 150,000 signatures. They've already surpassed 200,000 as of this morning, and they have their sights set now on 300,000 signatures to have them do a redo of Season 8.
You know, when
when
something has this many eyes on it, there was no way they were going to keep everyone happy.
Nope.
And as you know, Americans and generally TV watchers, for the most part, aren't going to be happy with anything anyway. But good news for Star Wars fans, now Benioff and Weiss have been tapped to write the next Star Wars.
Okay, wait for the complaints to start there, too. All right, 729, we'll check in with News 5, then Dr. Bill joins us.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed the most restrictive abortion ban in the nation. The law makes performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony punishable by up to 99 years or life in prison. The law, which is meant to spur a court challenge to the 1973 Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision, does not include an exemption for rape or incest. The American Civil Liberties Union says it has already won a fight against the state on abortion restrictions in 2016. A double shooting suspect has been booked into Mobile Metro Jail. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office says Victor Terrence was uncooperative when they found him at a home on Three Notch Road. A canine was released and ended up biting Terrence. He was taken to University Hospital for treatment. He is in jail this morning. Terrence was wanted in a shooting on Crossley Hill Drive that injured two people. Charges are pending in the death of a three-year-old child. The Florida Highway Patrol was called to a home on Brenda Drive in the Myrtle Grove community Wednesday afternoon. Troopers say the three-year-old Madeline Newhouse was run over in the driveway. Person driving the car, her father. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The steal of a deal savings continue now through May 30th at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Colonial 23 White Gloss Flag Edition 25 long gun safe with 60 minutes of fire protection. Pickup price only $14.99. Or a Presidential 50 Black Gloss Finish 39 long gun safe with 2.5 hours of fire protection. Pickup price only $63.99. 18 months no interest on safes over $2,500 and 12 months no interest on safes over $1,000. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffitt Road.
After Alabama's governor signs a near-total abortion ban into law, Missouri's Republican-led Senate has passed a bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. The bill needs one more vote in the House before it lands on the desk of Republican Governor Mike Parson. The White House refuses to comply with Gerald Nadler's House committee requests for documents and witness testimony.
In a 12-page letter to Nadler, White House counsel Pat Cipollone claiming the request was, quote, outside the constitutional authority of the legislative branch.
There's correspondent Lauren Fox. New York City's Democratic mayor wants to be president of the United States.
As president, I will take on the wealthy. I will take on the big corporations. I will not rest until this government serves working people.
Mayor Bill de Blasio announced his bid this morning. A Quinnipiac poll shows 76% of New York voters think de Blasio should not run for president. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Walmart's quarterly profit topped expectations while sales fell short. Adjusted per share earnings came to $1.13 ahead of the $1.02 expectation. E-commerce sales rose 37% thanks to strength in grocery as well as home and fashion on Walmart.com. Same-store sales at Sam's Club rose 0.3%, while e-commerce sales jumped 28%. Walmart shares are up 2% in pre-market trading. The chief economist of the U.S. Grains Council says the U.S.-China trade war is hurting the ethanol industry badly. Mike Dwyer says without the tariff protection, the U.S. would probably supply 90% plus of all ethanol import needs China had. The trade conflict between the two countries escalated just about a year after China said it would target the rollout of gasoline known as E10, containing 10% ethanol by 2020. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another beautiful morning. We've been on quite a run this week. It's been great.
Yeah, and looks like we're going to continue with this low humidity for another couple of days. But over the weekend, we should see southerly wind and bring some more of that moisture into our area with some rain coming in on Sunday. Today looks great. Sunny skies and a little warmer today, up to 88 degrees this afternoon. Tonight we'll get back into the 60s, around 65, and then tomorrow, repeat of today's weather with sunny skies and upper 80s. Now for the weekend, Saturday looks like the best day. It'll be more humid, be mostly sunny with temperatures in the mid-80s. Then on Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy, and we get a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, and the high will be in the mid-80s. Now, those showers on Sunday will be helped out by a sea breeze, and so you can expect conditions should be pretty good along the shoreline and then inland. Some afternoon showers and thunderstorms are possible. That's going to be the situation on Monday, with high in the upper 80s. And then it's back to a dry weather pattern for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week with sunny skies and afternoon readings in the upper 80s.
Yeah, I know it hadn't been exactly really dry lately, but, I mean, this time of year, I've getting my lessons from you for decades now, and I guess the transition between wintertime, springtime cold fronts, and summer thunderstorms, if we are going to get a drought, this is quite often when we get it, right?
Yeah, in May and also into June. Now, if we don't get any rain Monday or Tuesday, then we're back to a dry pattern next week, and we could end up with at least a couple of weeks of rather dry weather. But we've got a chance for those showers to develop on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll check headlines with Kelly, and Kane's got our traffic next.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
No one wants AOC's new Green Deal.
It's so stupid.
But everyone wants FM Talk's big Green Deal. You get the green, and your backyard is transformed with a granite top outdoor kitchen cart from Delta Stone. Designed to fit your new XL Big Green Egg from Gulf Coast Tools. Relax in your new Adirondack chairs and table set from Old Time Feed while you watch your new 29-inch Toshiba HD TV with TV Shield weatherproof enclosure and 4-episode all-weather speakers and amplifier with Bluetooth, including custom installation from Bailey's TV. And when you want to change, grab your new Vibe Orange Camo stand-up paddleboard from Yellowhammer Fishing and head to Johnny's RV Resort for a week's staycation in an RV from Johnny's Premier RV and Boats. And to help you get around, a 2-week cart rental from Cart Doctor, a prize pack valued over $9,000. Details on how to win on our Facebook page and website, FMTalk1065.com.
Good morning for the Pizza Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, North Lafayette Street and Spring Hill Avenue. We've got an accident involving three vehicles, so be careful there. Eastbound I-10 on the Bayway between the Wallace Tunnel exit and the Battleship Parkway exit, but traffic seems to be running smooth through there with no problems. Market and the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile, running every Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market with locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 738 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on our website, FMTalk1065.com. Three big things, top stories up today. Maybe you've heard. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signs near total abortion ban into law. It's only made, I think, every newscast in Alabama and nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you hadn't heard this one, though. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall ready to take the abortion ban case to the Supreme Court. And in international news, Iran says U.S. sanctions are unacceptable amid Gulf tensions. That and a whole lot more on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. While you're there, click that link along the top header that says The Big Green Deal and see all the details in our latest contest here for you to win this summer with FM Talk 106.5. Now headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Theodore teenager is missing this morning, and the Mobile County Sheriff's Office is hoping that you can help bring him home safely. 17-year-old Keith Timothy Haynes was last seen Wednesday, May 8th, when he left the area of Bellingrath Road. Authorities say he has not been seen since that time, and his direction of travel is unknown. If you have information on the whereabouts of 17-year-old Keith Timothy Haynes, call 251-574-8633. Mobile police have released new details of a child bringing a gun to school here in Mobile. They confirmed the 10-year-old brought the weapon to Morningside Elementary School just before noon last Thursday. The child was taken into custody after bringing that gun to school. Police released the details, though, yesterday. According to local law enforcement, the child was taken to Strickland Youth Center, and due to his being a minor, his name is not being released. A domestic dispute turns violent and ends with a man being stabbed at a local gas station, and police still searching for the female suspect accused of stabbing him. Just before 6 p.m. last Tuesday, police responded to the Exxon gas station on Highway 90. That's where they found the male victim suffering from a stab wound to the arm. The victim and the female suspect were involved in an altercation which turned physical, and the victim says the woman stabbed him. As for the victim, he was transported to the hospital with serious injuries. The suspect, she ran before police arrived, but once they catch her, she will be charged with assault in the second degree. The victim has not confirmed the extent of his relationship with the woman, but they do know one another. At this hour, the investigation is ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
My name is Dr. Luke Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. Please call Governor Ivey and Senator Shelby to stop the tolls for the proposed new I-10 Bay Bridge. Consider the following. Tolls could be $6 or higher for 55 years, one of the highest and longest tolls in the United States. The $6 toll has a frequent user reduction of a paltry 15%. Do the math. For a round trip, you could pay up to $4,380 per year. The I-59, I-20, $750 million bridge through downtown Birmingham has no tolls planned. Other segments of I-10 have been replaced in neighboring states, Florida and Louisiana, without imposing tolls. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100, Senator Shelby's Mobile office at 251-694-4164, and go to MobileRiverBridge.com to express your opposition to the planned tolls.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through May 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. In a 7-2 vote, an Alabama House committee has passed a paper-only lottery bill. If it's approved, 75% of the sales would go to the general fund, 25% would go to education. The bill now heads to the House floor for consideration. Floridians will save on hurricane supplies again this year. The governor signed a bill to extend the sales tax holiday for hurricane supplies. It'll run from May 31st to June 6th. It includes items like batteries, generators, weather radios, and fuel cans. Among them, the new law also provide several tax breaks to help with Hurricane Michael recovery. Mississippi State troopers say the woman from Mobile who died in the crash Friday night was not wearing a seatbelt, but the young man in the other vehicle were. Troopers are investigating the cause of the wrong-way crash. Four young men from Loosedale survived. The four friends were hit by a car going the wrong way on Highway 98 in George County. The driver of that car, Betty Jean Chestnut, was killed in that crash. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino. Tell me about the latest here on these faulty earplugs and what this has meant to members of the military and what y'all are doing about it.
From 2003 to 2015, 3M sold defective earplugs to the military, and they were supplied to our combat troops, and those troops have suffered hearing loss as a result of these defective earplugs. And so we're pursuing these cases right here in our backyard in the federal courts in Pensacola.
So who is under this? If they were in the military and they had earplugs in from 03 to 15, this is you.
If you were issued the 3M combat earplugs, one side was yellow, one side was green, and you're in the military from 2003 to 2015, then you were issued these plugs. And if you have a hearing loss and or tinnitus, then you have a claim and we want to talk to you.
How do we talk to you?
Google Taylor Martino, Mobile, Alabama, and that's my law firm, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Game one in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, overtime in the NHL playoffs, and an Atlanta Brave homers in his debut. It's quarter till eight on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, Milwaukee rallied to defeat Toronto 108-100 to take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Lopez for three.
The Raptors led by seven entering the final quarter, but they were outscored by the Bucks 32-17, with Milwaukee big man Brook Lopez scoring 13 of his career playoff-high 29 points in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 24 points with 14 rebounds for Milwaukee. The Raptors were led by Kawhi Leonard with 31 points and Kyle Lowry with 30. Game two of the series is tomorrow night in Milwaukee. In the NHL playoffs, San Jose beat St. Louis 5-4 in overtime in Game 3 to take a 2-1 series lead. Sharks defenseman Erik Karlsson scored the game winner 5.5 minutes into the sudden death overtime.
Now Nyquist drops it off. Score! Erik Karlsson wins it for the Sharks in overtime. They lead the series 2-1.
Blues players and coaches were upset because referees missed an illegal hand pass by San Jose's Timo Meier that led to the game-winning goal. Here's the Blues' David Perron after the game.
Yeah, it was a hand pass, but we're going to try and move forward, and the league's going to take care of it like they've done in the past so far in the playoffs.
Karlsson and Joe Thornton each scored two goals in the Sharks' win. Game four is set for tomorrow night in St. Louis. It's some NFL news yesterday. The New York Jets fired general manager Mike Maccagnan and vice president of player personnel Brian Heimerdinger. The Jets named head coach Adam Gase the interim general manager and said that an immediate search has begun for a replacement. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Jackson 2-1, their sixth loss in a row, and ending the five-game home series against the Generals with a sweep against. Tonight, the Bay Bears head back out on the road to begin a five-game series against Pensacola. The first game is set to begin tonight at 6:35. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves shut out St. Louis 4-0, with Braves prospect Austin Riley hitting a home run in his second career at bat.
2-1 pitch. Swing and a drive! Bow to deep left center! He's got a homer!
The Braves have won four of their last five, and they take on the Cardinals again tonight at 6:20. Tampa Bay shut out Miami 1-0, handing the Marlins a sixth straight loss. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 5-2. Washington beat the Mets 5-1. Cincinnati got the win over the Cubs 6-5 in 10 innings. Boston beat Colorado also 6-5 in 10 innings. Houston won their eighth in a row, beating Detroit 5-1. And the Yankees beat the Orioles twice in a doubleheader 5-3 and 3-1. 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. North Lafayette Street and Spring Hill Avenue. Three vehicles involved in an accident with injuries. And on the Bayway, the right median, they're moving east cars out of the roadway between the Wallace Tunnel exit and the Battleship Parkway exit. As you're heading over towards the Eastern Shore, no major backups or delays. It's Fast Friday this Friday night at Deep South Speedway in Moxley. The USCS Wing Sprint Cars return to the High Bank Dirt Oval. You'll also see the Modifieds, Vintage, Street Stocks, Pure Stocks, and Stingers. I-10, Loxley exit, and 4 miles north on the left. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. Then tomorrow, sunny and warm with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait. Was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
751 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you drive a Ford Fusion, pump your brakes. Well, actually, make that your emergency brake, as Ford Motor Company says they are recalling more than 270,000 Fusion vehicles and 3,000 of their 2019 Ranger pickup trucks. The issue for the Ford Fusion is a transmission glitch, which can cause the car to shift gears and roll away. The recall is for the 2013 through 2016 Ford Fusion vehicles with a 2.5-liter engine. These vehicles were built at the automaker's plant in Flat Rock, Michigan, and in Hermosillo, Mexico. Those are where their assembly plants are located. Ford says that they are aware of the 3 reports of property damage due to the issue and 1 injury, quote, potentially related to the problem. About 260,000 of the cars were recalled here in the U.S. More than 10,000 and 3,000 vehicles also recalled in Canada and Mexico. Ford also wants you to know about a recall about those 3,000 2019 Ranger pickup trucks in the U.S. and Canada, which were built at the company's Wayne, Michigan assembly plant. The automaker says it's another transmission issue for the Ranger recall, saying the transmission shift cable bracket in impacted vehicles may not have been torqued correctly and can eventually come loose. This can cause your vehicle to shift into a different gear than the one that you selected, which can lead to the pickup truck rolling away and, quote, increasing the risk of crash or injury. The company says they have not received any incident reports regarding these faulty Ranger vehicles. Heads up if you're headed to Gulf Shores, as tonight is the kickoff of the Hangout Music Festival and traffic detours are already in place. Tonight is the pre-party, and here are the detours you need to know about. Highway 59 south of West 1st Avenue and Highway 182 and Beach Boulevard between West and East 2nd Street. Those are closed to pedestrians and vehicle traffic. East 1st and 2nd Avenue will become a one-way street to allow pedestrians to safely navigate the road to get over to the festival. The public beach access by the Hangout, that closed on Monday to allow crews to start setting up. Normal traffic flow will be up and running by next Tuesday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's 753 FM Talk 1065 and the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and they have the gear that works around here ready for you today. So go by and see Chip and ask him, hey, what is Captain Bobby running right now? What's he got on the end of his line? What rod is he using? What reel is he using? What cork is he using? And Chip will spill all the beans. Go see him at McCoy Outdoor Company. And the guy I'm talking about, the man of the hour, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Hey, man.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not as good as you.
I'm watching trout coming in right now.
That is awesome.
Two to three at a time.
You know, you're killing me doing that. if there had to be an emblematic month for speckled trout or an emblem for the month of May, speckled trout would be it.
That's right, May, and then on top of that, of course, it's our birthday, Christmas, Easter, Halloween, and everything all rolled up into one coming up this weekend. You know, the moon fulls on Saturday night. And so this period that we're coming into tomorrow and then through the weekend and the early part of next week with that hill tide, man, that's going to be some magic. So we got to get Dr. Bill to order us up some good weather for our peak trout fishing period that we got coming up.
Hey, what's happening? Why is this so good on this full moon in May?
Well, what happens is when you get into this period, the water temperature is right at the right temperature for them to be active. It's, upper 60s, low 70s, depending on where you're at. The salinity is real good. And so when you get that water temperature, that kind of partially triggers the deal. And then because it's the moon, for some reason, don't ask me why, they get real romantic, you know, and start doing some heeing and sheeing. But it's mainly just because all that comes together. And this is the time of year that it does it, you know. And again, I think starting, you know, early part of the weekend, maybe tomorrow, but certainly by Saturday and into next week when we get that really good tide, that's when it's going to really, really happen, you know. So if you can get out and, you know, the good news is, too, there's a lot of fish in a lot of areas around the sound and the bay, you know, and you can kind of plan your trip based on the wind directions, you know. If it's out of the south, of course, staying down more towards the south. If it gets calm enough, the open water structure stuff will work. You know, you can get on the north side like we are today with the north wind and fish over shell and grass. And there's just fish everywhere. You know, numbers are certainly not a problem. And then what will happen, too, again, on this moon, you'll get those schools of male trout gathered around the bigger females. And as you're catching those box-sized trout, you're liable to catch, like we did the last couple of days, or right in the middle of them, catch a really sure enough golly whopper, you know?
Right. And nice thing you just said, you know, you can pick your area based on wind direction, but you got trout everywhere from shallow to deep then. If you're talking about the open water structure and you're talking about fishing them over shells, I mean, that's a big variety of spots.
That is. And so it's just kind of up to you, whatever you like to do. You know, we're this morning, our live bait and artificial bait, we're using both right now, and it's about tit for tat. Live bait's still a little on the scarce side, but they're starting to get it, you know, and so if you can get it, it helps, but don't cancel your trip because you can't. We caught some on hard baits, top waters over the last few days, you know, so they're on that deal too. If you get up in some of the shallow stuff, popping corks are kind of the way to go, at least to help you locate the fish on into the morning.
Hey, when folks go in to talk to Chip or go into McCoy's, if they're looking for the artificial to put under that cork, I know you and I both like to run those voodoos. Is there a particular size or color you use?
I use the I've gotten where I like the baby voodoo, which is the smallest one they make, with a and I like either chartreuse or pearl, either one of the two. The water's pretty clear right now, so the chartreuse works well, and that works well. And then also I've been using what they call the small slick or the baby slick, with a little kind of a weedless, kind of a worm type of hook on it, fished under the cork, and it does really well because again there not being a lot of shrimp in the water, these fish are kind of on glass minnows, and that thing does a wonderful job imitating a glass minnow.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Captain Bobby, tell folks how to get a trip booked with you from this spring fishing on through the summer. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. It's got all of our contact information, phone number, website contact, and so forth. You can just hit us right there.
All right. Great stuff, Captain Bobby. Get back to boxing some trout, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Hour number 3 of Mobile Boardings on the way. Rob Holbert from Land Yap joins us next.